I'd have had a couple of drinks.
Well, I have too, and I think this is all right, though. I think this is pretty much our formula, and I've got to let them know in the morning, and it looked all right to me, but there might be a catch in it, and I just wanted to check it. The governments of the Republic of Panama and of the United States of America have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations as soon as possible to seek the prompt elimination of the causes of conflict relative to the Panama Canal and to attempt to resolve other problems existing between them without limitations or any preconditions of any kind. As a result, within 30 days following the reestablishment of diplomatic relations, both governments will designate special ambassador with sufficient powers to carry out discussions and negotiations with the objective of reaching a just and fair international agreement which will eliminate the above mentioned causes of conflict and resolve the other problems referred to above. Any agreements that may result would be subject to the constitutional processes of each country.
Well, that's one of the most skillfully worded statements I ever heard, Mr. President.
Well, it's ours. We had the negotiating and we had new treaties and we had everything, and I said I'm willing to say I'll meet them anytime, anywhere, any place, do what's fair and just and right, but I will not agree to negotiate a new treaty unless I think that one is required, and I'm not going to agree to any precondition. I'm going to say that I don't, so they don't get misled.
Yeah, but that practice says that there's troubles there that we've got to give in on to get solved, almost says that.
Well, we do have troubles down there. We know that. We had a few men killed, and we had them invade us. And
why hadn't anything ever been said about that $40 million worth of property we gave tonight?
I don't know. I didn't know anything about
that. Over to them on that treaty. It's $40 million worth of property right there in the
heart. The only thing I knew about 55 was 35 and 55, two treaties. That's all I know about. But that's what I've been getting away from is a commitment to them to take out the perpetuity clause and to come down to 20 years or something like that. And
I don't commit you to the perpetuity clause, but I'm ready to commit you to giving a great deal of other things. It don't commit you to it.
Sure don't. It says without limitations or preconditions of any kind.
I'm sorry, but it does leave the impression that the pending treaty is so...
It doesn't mention that. It doesn't say that. It says, the first sentence, it says that we will resume relations without limitations or preconditions of any kind. That's the first sentence.
Yeah.
The second one says that within 30 days we'll designate men to carry out discussions with the objective of reaching a fair and just agreement.
Yeah, and then on down further, sir.
Which will eliminate the above mentioned causes of conflict. Well, now, we all know we've got conflict.
That's right.
We've got 20 things that we can do down there, and we think we ought to do. Even that don't touch a treaty. And resolve the other problems referred to. Any agreements that may result. That means that if you do anything about it, you got to do it constitutionally with a treaty, you see, if we decide to do it.
Well, it costs over $100 million.
I know, but I think I got us pretty well protected all the way through. And what they brought to me a statement from Cherry that said that he thought we ought to negotiate a new treaty. And in that new treaty that they had the rights to sovereign and all that kind of stuff. Then they brought my statement at the press conference where I said we were willing to sit down with them and negotiate, discuss, work out anything that we needed to work out, new treaty or otherwise, if it is fair, if it is just, and if it is right.
As long as
there's no precondition. That's what I said. So they brought those two statements to me. Then they put this statement to it, and they had negotiate in it and treaty in it. And they wanted to make, as a part of it, those two statements that both of us made. I said, well, I don't have an objection mine, but I do have an objection his, because it implies and states that we're going to have a new treaty. Now, I don't know. I may have one. My man may recommend one, and there may not be one vote in the Senate for it, but I would recommend it if there wasn't a one vote in it, if I thought that fairness compelled me to. But I'm not going to take his conversation and make it a part of the agreement. I'm not going to take mine. I live by mine. So I cut both of them out. I struck the word negotiate out, and I struck the word treaty out, and sent it back to them. Well, they came back with these changes, just as I wrote it. In the second paragraph, I said, consequently, within 30 days following reestablishment of diplomatic relations. They said, as a result, within 30 days. No, I said, as a result, and they put in consequently. They said the reason is translation, that as a result can't be translated very well, and they put in consequently. Then I said, carry out discussions and negotiations with the objective of a just and fair treaty. They put a fair and just treaty. They just put fair ahead of it for purposes of translation. Then down, I said, any agreements that may result will be subject to the constitutional. And they changed it to would.
Well, you've held out mighty well in the light of all of the pressures and the gobbledygook and everything.
Now, what's the difference between will and would? Any agreements that may result will be subject to constitution. That's what I had.
Oh, well.
They changed it would be.
Well, there's no difference in that.
All right. Now, what's the difference in putting fair ahead of just? And
not at all. Not in that. But the implication is very clear there that there is going to be a new treaty.
Well, I don't know. There may or may ought to be. We've had two or three new ones.
Yes,
but I don't.
I say
we'll resolve any problems that exist without limitations or preconditions of any kind. Now, I'm going to appoint Tom Mann. Go there, and Tom Mann thinks that we've got more respect in Latin America tonight than we've ever had before. Now, he may be wrong, and I think probably is, because all of
my mind about it, if they get that damn crowd of...
We've got 383 of your subversives that were in Guantanamo.
All of those interns down there in the State Department, if they ever get them out, Tom Mann, I think, could get them respect.
Well, he says he got 383 subversives out of Guantanamo that could have kept that base from being operational. We've fired 700, 800 more and haven't replaced but 200. So we've got 600 people that are working that didn't need need need
well,
need.
They had 1,000 more than they needed that start.
Well, they got 600.
Picking up grass.
600 of them. They got 600 they got. So anyway, that's what's happening. He thinks those two things. Now we got all of our people coming in here. I don't know what I'm going to say to them, but he got them coming in at 16, and I got Edgar Hoover over today at lunch. They forged the document, sent it out all to Latin America, 20 countries, USIA offices. Saying that man's a reactionary and a Wall Streeter and a rich man and trying to get tough.
Well, they're trying to run him off. Yeah, the first time I ever heard him, because he's such a wild-eyed liberal.
No. They're trying to run him off because he believes in free enterprise, and he says that he ain't going to let any money go down there, even private money, unless he approves it. And that's what they're mad about. And
well, if he'll be as tough as he ought to be, and you back him up,
well,
you'll go down in history as one of the great presidents. I think he will be. I don't know. I just met the man twice. He made a tremendous impression on me the two times I saw him as being a man who would be fair.
Well, he's fair.
Who would not be bulldozed and driven by either emotion or fear into anything he didn't believe in.
Well, he's not, but he came in the other day and asked me to sign this agreement. Said we're close to it and we need to sign it now. Said you've bled for everything you can get. And we attach appendix A and B, your conversation, the press, and Cherry's. And I said, no, I won't sign that. I just won't do it. He had Rusk with him, he had Bundy with him, and he had McNamara with him. All of them had recommended it. And I said, I'm not going to do that. And he said, why? And I said, because Cherry says he's going to have a new treaty, and I'm not going to admit to it. I may have one, may agree to it. But I'm not going to say I'm going to have it. I've said that from the first day. The second thing I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say in your formal statement here, you say negotiate. I'm not going to say I'm going to negotiate a new treaty. Now, that's in the formal statement, and that's in Cherry's statement. So those two things go out. So he said, well, do what you say, and busted up. So I cut it back and sent it back to him. Now, they've come in here tonight at 8 o'clock with this statement. Now, Cherry hadn't approved it. But the OAS has urged this be done.
Well, he's getting weak.
Well, I told him that...
Of course,
I told him to squeeze his nuts a little... I told him to squeeze his nuts a little more. That capital's leaving there.
Somebody's got him by the balls, and he has to come in a little later because he's got his water cut off. He can't move.
And I know that Trout Cy Vance, 5 o'clock this afternoon, that if they think they're going to have a big demonstration if this happens. And if they're going to try to take over the communist store, and I just said we ain't going to have any Cuba there, and he just...
Most of the demonstration will be lauding him for ever getting from the budget, for ever getting everything opened up again.
Don't say so. They say it's going to be from the communists who've got a foothold there, and the students who are going to be rolled in hell about it and going to try to have a communist coup when this takes place.
Well, half of the police he's got there can beat that guy.
Well, this General O'Mara can. They tell me he's smart.
O'Mara's tough as hell.
Well, he's on the job, and I've just told him.
You give him the reins.
I've done given him the reins. I've done given him the reins. I told Cy Vance at 5 o'clock this afternoon to tell O'Mara that we would not have another Cuba in this hemisphere if he had enough men. If he didn't, I'd send him some more.
He don't need the men. He just needs a little freedom of movement.
Well, he's got...
O'Mara's a pretty tough fella.
Well, he's got his orders.
I know him well, but...
He's got his orders. Okay, now, if you don't see anything wrong with this, I'm going to go on
It's all right. It's not that.
It's a hell of a lot better.
As bad as I thought you'd be driven to.
No, you didn't think I'd be driven to it. Now, don't go needling me. Dick, what are you trying? I'm still at work. I haven't had your dinner.
Well,
and you just needle me, my friend. Now, don't do me that.
I'm not needling
you. You said you thought I'd give in long.
I wouldn't be your friend if I didn't tell you what I thought.
Well, you didn't think I'd give you.
It's wonderful if I just said this.
Well, no, you do think it's wonderful. You didn't think I'd run. You didn't think I'd run.
No. Oh, you have.
Well, I damn sure have, and I'm not running in.
You left the door open to get out. You haven't run a foot yet.
Well,
the door open to get out.
Well, we've always. You've never said you wouldn't sign a new agreement.
No, not indeed. No.
You do what's fair, don't you?
Absolutely. I hope so.
That's all I'm going to do.
I hope so.
That's all I'm going to do. If it's not fair and just, we're not going to do it. Now, on Vietnam, when they come back here, they're going to make a choice. They're going to want us to go in or something else. And I don't see how we can do anything unless we get...
What the hell do that? Now, you've got...
Well, no, wait a minute. I think what we're going to have to do is have McNamara and about 3 or 4 people sit and listen to him. I don't trust many people, and it's got to be kind of a private deal till we see where we are. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to get this country in any extended area without some other people looking at it.
I didn't want to go in there, but now we're in there, I don't know how to get out.
All right, well, that's what you better be thinking about, because you're going to be one of the 3 or 4 in the meeting, and I'm not going
to... Well, I'm afraid I won't be able to help you much on that. I thought about that thing in the still watches of the night.
Well, you just go to sleep thinking about it tonight. Good night. I see.